Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission reminds you it's not too early to be thinking about the 2016 growing season. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards says now's the time to be taking notes to remind yourself what worked or didn't work as you produce the 2015 crop.
If you were growing a variety like Ruby Lee that is susceptible to stripe rust and you're not really willing to spray a fungicide, we need to look at changing varieties next year and go with something like a Gallagher or Billings that is resistant. So make a note of what diseases you have and be prepared to either spray a fungicide next year or switch to a resistant variety so you know you don't have to worry about fungicides. Either one is a sound method. You just need to have a plan of action.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers. Learn more at www.ok.gov/wheat.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were very strong today. We had corn 6 to 7 cents higher here. July corn up 6 1/4, 358.5. December corn 375 3/4. That was up 6 3/4. Most of the strength in the grains today, due to the fact that the U.S. dollar index was so weak today, down about 168. In June, down to 95.80. So that lifted up anything that the we export here in the United States. Beans up 14.5 cents. November new crop beans 9.16 3/4. They have had a hard time getting through $9. We've tried it several times, but today was the first real strength here, and the 50-day moving average is all the way up at 9.44. So it's anticipated that it could go as high as that, another 25 cents. And then Kansas City and Chicago wheat both up really strong, with Chicago up 18.5 cents in July at 5.12.5. In Kansas City, July up strong as well, up about 22 cents, all the way to 5.36 1/4. The 50-day moving average for July Kansas City was 5.32. The 50% retracement from the high a week ago was 5.60, and the low just below $5 is about 5.30. So lots of action here in this $5.30 range.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Harvest in Oklahoma is well underway with the clear skies and some hotter temperatures. Test weights are a little bit disappointing, but I've heard some good ones. Yields have been fairly well considering all the rain and hail and wind we've seen over the last or the month of May. But yesterday, the crop progress and condition report really wasn't all that bad. It dropped 1% down to 44% in the nationwide wheat, good to excellent category. Really considering all the rain, the record May we've had, it's not all that bad. If you look at Oklahoma, it was actually not any different than last week. Corn planted 95% as expected, emerged 84%. The condition here is really good at 74%, good to excellent. That's nearly a record for the corn. Beans planted 71%, we're normally 70%, so right in line there. Cotton planted 61%, we're a little bit behind 78% normally, most of that due to the record rainfall we've seen in May. Cotton squaring 3%, normally 6%. Overall, really, really good progress on planting, and the weather has maintained, it looks like, will for the foreseeable future.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. And recapping the markets, June live cattle up 15 at 153.30. August down 15 at 152. August feeder cattle down 22 and at 223.32. September down 40 at 221.97. June lean hogs down 17 at 84.47. July down 55 at 83.80. In the grain market, July Kansas City wheat up 21 and a quarter at 535 and a half. December up 22 and a half and 562 and a half. July Chicago wheat up 18 and three quarters at 512 and a half. July corn up 6 and three quarters at 359. December up 7 at 376. July soybeans up 14 and three quarters at 940 and three quarters. November up 15 and three quarters at 917. July cotton down 15 at 6360. December down 1 at 6406. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.